Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Well, hi, this is Tom Throssel for Community Comment. Have you had your fill of all the negative news? There sure has been plenty of it lately. I want to share some good news with you, some news of hope. Amid all the chaos and craziness going on around us, there are some really good things happening too. This year, I've seen 65 people who were either addicted to drugs or alcohol or struggling with other life-controlling issues take the first step of recovery and enter into one of the most difficult programs around. Adult and Teen Challenge isn't an easy program to complete, but recovery never is. And isn't it true that some of the most difficult things in life are the most valuable? It's the things in life that we fight for, that we work hard for, that mean the most to us. Don't you celebrate the big stuff and not the small stuff? So we have some really big stuff to celebrate. Tomorrow we'll be celebrating and honoring those students who pushed through all the hard work and completed the whole year-long program. Believe it or not, some even volunteered an extra 4 months to do an apprenticeship and give back to the program that helped them change their lives. There are two ways you can watch this celebration. The easiest way would be at 10:30 tomorrow morning. Go to redwoodtc.org and click on the live stream button. The Redwood Adult and Teen Challenge Choir has been practicing for months and will be singing a few songs. Some of the members of the choir will be sharing their stories of how God has rescued them from addiction and the restoration that's happened in their lives. A special message will be given by Pastor Matt Messner, and the graduates will be recognized for their hard work. We also have one of our graduates from nearly 10 years ago who will be sharing with us too. Graduation is always a great event, and I would encourage you to watch if you can, especially if you're tired of all the negative news and ready to hear something hopeful and positive. The other way you can watch this celebration would be to come down to Faith Center Church on Bay Street in Eureka tomorrow morning at 10:30. We'll be practicing social distancing and following the county's regulations on religious meetings, so please bring your mask if you plan to attend. Seating will be limited. Many of the participants who entered Adult and Teen Challenge before the COVID restrictions came into place have stayed for the whole year, and because of that, we have one of the largest graduating classes we've ever had. I told you I had some good news. People's lives are changing for the better, families are being restored, and our graduates are becoming productive members of society. You probably don't even realize it, but there's a good chance that you've rubbed elbows with someone who has been involved with Teen Challenge. Just off the top of my head, I can think of graduates that work in our community in the plumbing industry, construction, delivery drivers, food service, automotive repair, addiction recovery programs, insurance companies, tow truck drivers. I could go on. Please spread the news. Great things are happening in our community. Thanks so much for listening. This is Tom Throssel for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.